Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, November 3rd. It is time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning to you and your listeners. Once again, I told you before we got started, I apologize to you and your listeners. As the saying goes, good memory just short last Monday.
Well, we're glad to have you back this week. We're so glad that you're with us. Everything's okay. And
everything's doing fine.
Good, good, good. Well, what do you have for us this week?
Well, I'm going to run through three topics, and let's see which one, maybe this is dangling the carrot out in front of both of us and your listeners, but I just read, keeping up with bioethical issues around the world, the oldest person to give birth to a child. Your listeners can kind of sit down and have a cup of coffee on this one. She was 75 years old and went through in vitro fertilization in India. The oldest one before that was 68 years old over in India. That's one thing we need to talk about in terms of parenting. And this, the next one also deals with parenting. There is a movement in the current quote-unquote culture, this post-Christian culture, where some people are starting to write books and publish and push ditching mom and dad, the words for first names. In other words, my kids, my five daughters and yours would, instead of calling you dad, they would call you Andy. Instead of my kids calling me and my wife mom and dad, they would call us Bob and Jan or Robert and Janice and so forth. That is another one of these things that are happening now. And, you know, this kind of mom and dad are more of a buddy than a parent. And the last one is, this is being pushed once again, and this just came out actually a couple days ago. More babies, more happiness, maybe not. They're saying that if you have more than three children, you and your children are not going to be as happy. And, of course, this gets into issues of finances and the way both mom and dads are working and the time spent. It's been determined by supposedly sociologists and people that deal with parenting that if you have three children, that's not good. You better restrict it to one or two. So instead of to be fruitful and multiply now, we have the some place, maybe in some other book, I'm not sure, certainly is in the Bible, that you no longer are your parent, you're more of a buddy. It's, you know, don't have any more kids than you can handle, and so children are no longer a gift. It continues to be more of a product than a commodity in our post-Christian culture. So that's one area. And then, of course, this coming Saturday, there is the Infertility Symposium at Concordia Seminary, and I will be speaking on embryo adoption, hurting or helping your neighbor. So I've been putting that together and working on that. It's one of the more difficult ones to deal with because I do believe it's surrogacy when you adopt an embryonic human being, because the word surrogate defined, and I don't think a lot of people pay any attention to Latin because a lot of us haven't had Latin, but I've had enough to get myself into trouble and maybe not out of trouble, but it really means substitute, to put in another's place. And other people define surrogacy in the fertility clinic says the intent to return the child to the mother. That doesn't always happen. The very first case, Baby K, she was not returned, and the mother kept the child. And so surrogacy doesn't mean the return of the child. It simply means you're going to be the substitute for that person. So, and there's other things involved in terms of the freezing of embryos, the thawing, anywhere from 13 to 75% of them die in the thawing process. So there are a lot of things to consider before you get into this process. So those are some areas, you know, just to kind of bring up your listeners up to what's going on out there. And there's other things that are happening. And I suspect that maybe they may be scratching their head and say, how do you keep all of this straight? Well, I don't keep it straight. they just kind of all come at you, and then you try and address them. And I think this is where the scriptures come in handy. These are the challenges from a Christian viewpoint that the Bible doesn't address a lot of these. And so my major point here this morning is we need to go back to the basics, back to the catechetical issues that all of us, certainly within the context of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, were brought up. And that means you go back to the first article, second article, third article, as created and redeemed human beings to live the life of Christ in this world, so that whatever we do all to the glory of God. I'm not trying to make this legalistic, but the spirit of the law is there. And if the science as we plug it into the scriptures, as Luther would say, agrees with the scriptures as far as we can determine, sometimes we can't, then it's bad science. And so we have to go back to creation, of mom and dads, human beings, parenting, procreation, not reproduction, et cetera, and we're supposed to raise our children in the instruction and discipline of the Lord. So all of this stuff comes up, and I really think, Andy, this one about ditching the phrase mom and dad for first names really gets into parenting. You're not really a parent then. You're more of a friend, you know, and I think that doesn't agree with the scriptures.
I don't know. How I would feel about my son is just now learning mama and dad.
Yes, of course.
But I don't think I would really, not as a child, I don't think I would like for him to call me Andy. I'd rather him call me dad.
Well, yeah. See, now this is interesting. Now, some people may say, well, now, wait a minute. You know, my next door neighbors here, we live in a nice subdivision over here in Edwardsville. And the kids, some kids call me Bob and some kids call me Mr. Weiss, and some of it depends on how they're brought up. Now, our society in this postmodern, post-Christian society is kind of like I'm going to use a word that some may not agree with, a bit cavalier towards relationships. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was raised, you know, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s that everybody was Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so. That was just an issue of respect for who they were and who God has created and redeemed them to be. So, and that's how we're raised. But now, of course, everybody tends to be a buddy, buddy, and a friend, friend. And I really don't have issues with young kids doing this. It depends on how it's approached. But they're all nice young kids, and that doesn't cause me a lot of heartburn. But to have my children, my five daughters, call me Bob, you know, that's what you say to a friend. That's what you say to somebody. You know, what do you do if you have a disagreement? You're still dad. You still have the authority. This is the fourth commandment, of course. Honor your father and your mother. It doesn't say honor your Bob and Jan. Okay? Now, this is not my opinion. That's right out of the Bible. You know? And so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And, of course, this goes on and on. So I really think that we overlook the fourth commandment, the honor commandment, which, of course, ties into the first commandment. And then you have parents raising their children where they say, oh, hi, Bob, hi, Jan. I'm taking off today, and it's kind of like, wait a minute. You know, it's not an authoritarian situation. And some people now in this postmodern, post-Christian world have trouble with authority because everybody, you know, our culture is, well, come on, we're all equal. We all love this, and et cetera, et cetera, and I know God wouldn't mind. Oh, really? And I think that they would say, well, go into the Bible and show me where it says this is wrong, kind of the thing, okay? And all I could do is to point to the fourth commandment and to the authority that God has given parents to raise them in the instruction and discipline of the Lord. Because we both know, Andy, that the next-door neighbor, one of the ladies called Rebecca, she does not have the authority to raise me in the instruction and discipline of the Lord if she calls me Bob. But my children, if, you know, I'm their father. And Ephesians says, you know, don't provoke your children to, you know, fathers. It doesn't say Bob, don't provoke. It says fathers. So there is the use of the phrase father and mother in the scriptures and what it means to be one flesh union to raise your children.
Mm-hmm. That vocation, it's kind of the same reason we call pastor. We say it almost as if it's a first name, but it reminds us what his vocation is, that he is there to be a shepherd to us in the congregation. He's there to serve us as a shepherd, as a servant of the word. Same reason we call mom and dad or mother and father. It reminds us and them of their vocation.
Well, you hit, as you usually do there, you hit the nail on the head, because vocation, when Luther, you read his treatise, and I'd encourage your people, you can Google this and pull it up on the internet, Luther's treatise on vocation, it's really quite very good, And he does say, you know, you have the parents are a vocation. When you work in civil government, that's a vocation, of course. And then as a Christian, that's a vocation. So when the standpoint of parents as a vocation, that which God has given to you to do as a gift given by God to raise children in the instruction and discipline of the Lord, and certainly if there are no children, that is to, as Paul writes in Philippians, you look at others better than yourself, that is, you are a one-flesh union. You are a husband and a wife. Certainly you call each other Bob and Jan and so forth because that's the relationship God has given to you in Christ. So I do agree with you that we need to look at this whole issue and spend more time on vocation. What is vocation and what does that have to say in terms of how people now are wanting to ditch the phrase mom and dad and bring back the more sort of a postmodern, likable, do things to keep people happy, Bob and Jan. And that, I think, is what strikes at the core of a lot of this, is we're in a world right now where doing things to keep people happy trumps the gospel of Jesus Christ, which says, let your yes be yes and your no be no, because the scriptures clearly say it's a two-edged sword. And so I think that we need to get back to the basics of what the Lord has to say about creation, about parenting, about the mom and dads and what their responsibilities are in Christ. And from that viewpoint, I personally wouldn't support this type of movement of ditching mom and dad, the phrase, for first names. So once again, well, here we are trying to bring people up to snuff on what's going on out there. And I suppose some of your listeners may go, my goodness, what else is going to happen out there? But I think your phrase of sticking to the vocation is really the way to go.
Absolutely. Well, I know that we'll have more to talk about next week. Dr. Weiss, thank you so much for checking in with us. We'll talk again in about a week.
You bet. Godspeed to you and your listeners.
Thanks to you as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Stoller Zick from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Pigeon, Michigan. Hope you can join us for that and more His Time all right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.